mindfulness immediately after the training today, the training course that lasted from 2 o'clock until 4:25. I started a new practice. The new practice I started that I intend to sustain during the month of December is as follows. Every time I leave the car after driving it, I will walk around it once. One single circuit of the car. I will walk mindfully around the car. And secondly, I will walk mindfully around the car before I get into it. So that's a very simple discipline which I intend to practice as an action in order to nourish myself during the month of December. Interestingly enough, I have been looking for a particular action which would be a new habit to practice during December as part of the community led by Jacqueline Carley online, which uses the hashtag 12ER. So the coming together of the mindfulness training practice with that activity which I was involved in before I started mindfulness training feels to me like a very good marriage of two parts of my life. Very simply, during the mindfulness training course, at the end of the course, the very last activity today, we were asked to sit attentively in the chair and to, during a 3-minute attention to ourselves. We were led towards the point where we were invited to adopt a nourishing action, a way of ensuring that we would do something in our daily life which would be a positive influence in our lives. Something small, something repeatable, something that could be held on to. Now, I have absolutely no idea where the idea or why the idea of walking around my car came from, except to say this, that when we were practicing mindful movement last week out in Garryvaux, the idea of mindfully walking and then transforming an ordinary walk into a very short 10-yard movement, returning on itself, almost in the form in my mind it painted a picture of, like monks in a cloister going round and round, a pointless journey, a journey without an end in goal, being walking as opposed to walking with an end in mind. So walking mindfully, being with the walk, came back to me today as the person leading the meditation suggested that we adopt a practice which would be nourishing. And I'm really very pleased about this. It gives me a deep feeling of personal satisfaction to be leaving with an action which I believe is sustainable, which I intend to sustain, and I have already practiced, because as soon as I came out before I started to drive my car, with my bag still in my hand and my iPhone put away in my pocket, I walked slowly around the car. It probably added 90 seconds to the time before I started the engine. In a sense, it slowed me down for 90 seconds. No more certainly than that, and it might have been as little as a minute. And that practice of journeying round the motor car appeals to me at the level of simple practice and at the level of imagination. It has hooked my imagination. I see it as a ritual that is repeatable, as an activity which, in its own right, will have an effect on my whole body. And there will be times when I will feel the ground through the soles of my feet. And there will be times when I will hear the sound of the soil underneath my feet. And there will be times that I will not be sensitive at all. But the key thing, as far as I'm concerned, is to do it. And if I do it in the rain, I'll get wet. So much the better if I have an umbrella with me. The key thing is to start the practice of doing it. And as soon as I stop driving this car now, when I arrive at work, and as I just go into a busy, busy, busy life inside the door of the building, I pause for 90 seconds or less to journey round the car. That's a real nourishing activity for me. And it will have interesting consequences. And I will be interested to see what difference it makes to my life, to see whether it nourishes me, and if it does nourish me, how does it nourish me? And sure, even if it doesn't nourish me, it will be nourishing, because I will be discovering something more. And that discovery in itself is nourishing. So that's why I am very, very calmly, delicately, being